Gising Maharlika with Al Santillan. Today we're going back to the basics, the exosome theory versus virus theory. We're also going to debunk a propaganda video. And a huge bonus, we're going to talk about Nesara Gesara. It's not Sandara Park, huh? Let's go! Think dun sa video. Number one, reminder about positions or positional leadership tsaka appeal to authority. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Parang, kunyari, si Al na biologist lang versus doctor na 20 years magsasalita. Paano kung parehas kami ng sabihin, tama, di ba, na information, at parehas tama, does the truth change? Does the information change? Di ba? So, ang ano lang kasi, ang nagiging dating kasi sa tao is pride. At the same time, syempre, gusto nila at the minimum, gusto nila makisigurado. So, parang titignan nila yung posisyon. Let me be honest with you as well. For example, sa doctors, hindi naman lahat is with good intentions. Hindi naman lahat is gising. Reminder that these educational materials, this is ano, ang tagal na ng virology. Ang tagal na ng concept of virology. Diba? Ang tagal na nito. So, ibig sabihin, may mga nag-aaral ng virology na ano, tama yung landas. May mga nag-aaral ng virology na mali yung landas. Diba? So, kung position ang titignan mo, pwede kang matigok. Kasi kung mali yung tinuturo ng may position, edi lagot ka. So, always para sa akin, check the message, not the messenger. Diba? Ito yung, ano, para makarelate yung mga nanonood ngayon na millennials. If you know Elon Musk, he just posted a new tweet about, yun nga, yung mga, there's something, what do you call this, malala daw nangyayari sa pagdating sa test. Kasi pag ulit-ulit siyang nagtitesting, nagpa-positive, negative siya. Ngayon, he also has a view on positional leadership and appeal authority. Si Elon Musk, bro, he has a view on skills versus degree. He owns Tesla, he owns SpaceX, and dami pang companies. He doesn't hire based on degree. He hires based on the skills of the person. So do you see where I'm getting at? Tapos na po yung mundo na posisyon ang tinitingnan at hindi yung galing at talino ng isang tao. Tapos na po yun kasi what happened was, for example, nagkaanak ka, di ba? Napanood mo ba, bro, yung ano, yung Three Idiots na movie? Ah, favorite ko yun, bro. So, anyway, may pinanganak doon na baby. Sabi, pa, pag babae, doktor. Pag lalaki, engineer. Tama? Kasi ganun yung konsepto ng society natin. We worship people with high positions. Don't get me wrong. Okay, please, do not get me wrong. I admire a lot of doctors and I admire a lot of genius engineers. Pero, for you to be a doctor, be an engineer just because someone told you so, I think you're not following your life. And at the same time, gusto ko lang dagdagan na these positions in society has been vilified, has been put on a pedestal na parang Diyos na yung mga ibang doktor na unquestionable na. Pag sinabi ng doktor, gawin mo. Sabi ng doktor, gawin ko eh. Parang ganun. Nawala na yung sarili nating ability to research and double check. So, that's another reminder to everyone. Na please, let us not look at the positions. Let's look at what they know and let's look at their hearts most importantly. Oh, tas eto pa, bro. So, kung meron mang nanonood dyan na medical professional, kasi ako, na-testing na ako sa sobrang dami kong medical professional friends, si Carrie Mullis daw, no, na inaano nila, sinasantabi nila yung sinasabi ni Carrie Mullis o meron silang cognitive dissonance. Sabi na, don't get me started with Carrie Mullis. Nag-improve na ang mga, ano, ang mga PCR test. Okay. Nag-improve nga po yung PCR technology. Yes. So, ganito, may epekto ba ang pag-improve kahit times 100 pa ang PCR test kung yung mismong exosome versus virus theory ay hindi nila ina-acknowledge? Diba? Hindi nila binibring forth. Hindi nila ina-explain sa tao. Maybe let's just say dalawang klaseng tao. No, alam yung exosome theory, tsaka yung isang bro, yung friend mo na nurse na ignorant, di ba, na naikisunod lang sa protocol at gagawin lang kasi ito na lahat ang ginagawa sa bansa. Di ba? Kung ako, aware ako sa dangers ng amplification levels, no, matalino ako ano, matalino kunyari akong medical technologist, kung aware ako sa amplification levels, teka, ilalagay ko sa 20, 20, level 20, level 30, ganyan, hindi ko ilalagay sa 60. Diba? So, doon pa lang parang, sige, sabihin na nating mag-iiba-iba yung resulta. Pero kung ako, alam ko yung, ano, alam ko yung scam, alam ko yung nangyayari, ilalagay ko sa ano? Ilalagay ko yung amplitude sa 60. Pag nilagay ko sa 60, 100% lahat ng itetest ko, positive. Negosyo na yun. Magkano ba isang, di ba? So, yun lang para malibrang shortcut nun. Ito yung mga napansin ko sa video. Yun nga, main weapon nila, first seconds pa lang, they use conspiracy theory kagad. Di ba? So, sa mga taong hindi alam kung ano yung source ng conspiracy theory na word, sinong nag-coin nun? Pag daw conspiracy theory, every event is connected. Tapos daw, pag mahirap, parang lahat daw kinukonekta, pinupwersa ang pagkakonekonektahin. Ngayon para sa akin kasi, nung una kasi hindi sa akin madaling ikonekta. Walang nagkokonekta, basically. Pero kung nag-aaral ka, iniisa-isa mo, sumasakit talaga ulo mo kasi nagkokonekta at may pruweba, tapos palaki ng palaki, sumasakit lalo ulo mo, then ang laki pala, parang ganun. So, kesa yung iba na tawag dito, magdig, either nawawala na ng pag-asa kasi mukhang imposible, kasi mukhang malaki, or tinatamad kasi ano na to, kailangan pa ng mas maraming research para malaman. Ako kasi parang sobrang simple ng tanong sa akin eh, nung pinanganak sa akin eh. Sabi ko, mabuti naman akong tao, mabuti naman yung mga nasa paligid ko. Why does evil exist? Ang tawag ko doon, world puzzle. Who rules the world? Diba? Tapos, if you figure that thing out, if you figure that question, malalaman mo kung sino gumagawa ng mga ano na to. Ang problema lang kasi nun, yung mga who rules the world, sobrang tago nila. Diba? Marami silang frontmen. Ang dami nilang kapangyarihan, ang dami nilang pera. So, anong laban mo doon? Magkatago lang sila. They will just use pawns. They can pay off doctors. They can pay off scientists. They can pay off reporters. Mga ganun. Okay. Sabi, tinanong nung reporter yung ano, yung psychologist na babae, sino daw yung mga naniniwala, or yung lalaki ata, sino daw, who would believe the conspiracy theorist? Eto ha, this video that we just watched, it doesn't talk about the theories themselves. It talks about how to handle conspiracy theorists. Wala siyang kunyari, exosome virus versus theory, pag-usapan natin. Hindi. Totoo. The challenge with the psychologist earlier, let's say she's smart, no, let's say she's got top grades, you know, let's say she's well-renowned, but what if you don't know that about this project, about the CIA, kung hindi mo na-research yan? So you will base your research on a media propaganda as well, right? So nagbe-base ka sa media propaganda ng CIA, so your research or whatever you're saying is already wala na yung foundation. And reverse effect nun, tawag dito, kung ikaw na nanonood sa researcher, sa psychologist, na hindi mo alam yung term na conspiracy theory, kung sino yung nag-coin, sino yung nagsulat, sino yung nag-market, ginastosan nila tong term na to. Okay, ginastosan nila para paulit-ulit sabihin. Kaya nga sinabi ko kanina, drinking game eh. Pag paulit-ulit sasabihin yung word na conspiracy theory. At, eto pa, si older reporter, tawag dito, kinatawanan, humingisi, ngising aso, mga ganun-ganun, parang kinatawanan yung conspiracy theories. This is all part of that Operation Mockingbird. Oh, eto bro, gusto kong idagdag ah. Dun sa sinabi, who would believe? People who experience less control, powerless, vulnerable to accept the conspiracy theories. Which is somewhat true, pero I will go back to how I felt during the first month of the pandemic. Ako, I would rather stay at home. I would rather, you know, 1 month ako hindi lumabas, as in zero. No? Meron nga akong mga tropa na naniniwala sa virus, pero lumalabas pa din eh. Ganon. So parang ako, mas gusto ko na sumusunod ako sa tama nung mga panahon na yun. So, I was from a position na gusto ko, bahala kayo, sige, government, control nyo pala eh. Alaga nyo pala eh. Kayo na bahala dyan. So, do I feel that I have less control at that time? No. Parang para sa akin, sige lang, go what you need to do. So, not everyone who did their research doon galing sa sinabi ng conspiracy theory. Ito pa, one observation habang nagpiplay yung video. Yung tunog bro, yung sound na parang horror sa likod. Oh my God. Diba? Eh, kung ikaw ay madaling ma-jitters, pag narinig mo pa palang yun, anong emotion na agad yung naririnig mo, nararamdaman mo? Fear. Fear, right? Or anxiety. So when you feel fear and anxiety, again, yung vibrational levels mo bumababa, at the same time, your brain is paralyzed. You are easier to believe when you are in a state of fear. Samantalang tayo, bro, when we conduct our lives, we don't scare people. We even show both sides, di ba? Has any media showed, alam mo yon, fair tawag dito, fair comparisons? Samantalang tayo, pinapakita natin yung mga videos nila, libre, di ba? Tapos ito pa, they show it by bits, and then, pak, conspiracy theory. Ito pa, sabi nila na yung conspiracy theorists, they want to feel special, different from the rest. I tend to disagree kasi ako, before yung mga tawag dito, before I did my research, before I put my face, before I share the videos, before I became an aggressive keyboard digital warrior, I was a fly on the wall. Hindi talaga ako mahilig mag-post, sa totoo lang. Pag nagpapalit ako ng display picture, ang tagal, 1 year, 2 years, ganun akong social media person. So for people na sinabing to want to feel special, different from the rest, papansin ba yung mga ganun ba? No. No? Ako, my name means so much to me to be public about all these things. My integrity is what I want to protect. Ako naman, wala akong pake kung anong sabihin ng ibang tao. Basta ako, sigurado ako sa sinasabi ko. Kasi isa lang pangalan ko eh. And ayoko mapahiya yung anak ko. May anak kasi ako eh. Na pag lumaki yan, ay, yung tatay mo, mali. So ako, no, I'm putting my name on the line. If I'm wrong, I would be the first one to say sorry. No, na mali lahat ng research ko na, ay, tama pala yung COVID, eh, dapat nagpaturok na tayo lahat ng bakuna. Kaso hindi. Diba? Parang, di ako makatulog dahil, galing ako sa point na takot na takot about the virus, and then I did my research. Ito na. So, ito pa sinabi daw, kailangan daw lahat ng sources ma-check. Diba? Tama yun. Eh, kaso po nag-google ka, lahat ng sources na nasa unahan, mga 7, 10, mga fact-checkers na hawak ng kabal. If you don't, tawag dito, use DuckDuckGo, Brave, ganyan, mahirap. Diba? Tapos iba articles pa, hindi pa scientific journals. Even the video that we watch, walang scientific journals na minention. Ito pa, sabi daw, people trivialize the virus. What do you mean by trivialize? Gawing trivia, gawing parang, ito. Oo. Siguro, sa digital warriors kasi na hindi pa alam yung virus theory, yung exosome theory, siguro, makikita agad ng mga naniniwala sa COVID na, tinitrivialize ito kasi, minumura lang ako nito, wala nang masabi. Parang ganun. Pero ako kasi, bago ako magsabi ng statement, hanggang dulo kailangan ma-defend ko eh. Hindi yun trivia. That's not a trivia. I am providing evidences na parang makonect lahat at ma-explain sa'yo ng maayos. So, magre-refresh ang ating tropa. Pero, eto na, may sasabihin ako. Eto yung sinabi sa dulo. How should I deal with conspiracy theory? Sabi daw. Number one, post against it. Okay lang. Okay sa akin yun. Because we have freedom of expression eh. So if, kung ako may pinost ako na against the mainstream narrative, tapos may tropa akong nag-post for the mainstream narrative, go ahead. No, it's an information warfare. I will be diplomatic with you. I will provide my proof. Pero na you go ahead. It's okay to post against what I'm saying. That's freedom of expression. Ang challenge lang, I think freedom of expression is not free at all. Because there is censorship, massive censorship going on. So sa mga truthers dyan na naka-experience ng censorship, can you please put on the comments kung sino yung mga na-censor na dyan, sino may mga na-block na dyan, o may mga kilala kayong mga na ganyan. So do you think the playing field is pantay-pantay kung may ganun nangyayari? Diba? Sa information warfare na to. O, tapos number two, discussions daw. Diba? Discussions, okay lang i-discuss. Sabi nung ano, psychologist, okay lang daw i-discuss. Pero, ito yung huli niya. Okay? Ito yung huli niya. Warn people na parang wag na daw i-discuss yung small details. I have a story about this. I have a story about this. I have a very liberal friend. Lagi kami nakikita, no? Nagbamas siya pag pumupunta dito, ganyan. Pero okay lang, tropa pa din kami. Hindi namin halos pinag-uusapan yung mga ganyan. No? Pero, tas, and then, I always shut up about it. Kasi hindi ako yung tao na pag, hindi mo ako tutong, kausapin to ko dyan, hindi natin pag-usapan. Anong pagpupersa ko pa yung pinaniniwala ko sa'yo, di maboring ka lang. Mas gusto ko pa na ma-maintain yung relationship natin at you figure it out, di ba? Kung may tanong ka sa akin, sige, ibibigay ko. Eh, nagtanong siya, bro. Ten-ten-ten! Nagtanong! Eh, di, eto na yung mga detalye. Habang tumatagal, ang dami niyang sinasabi, lahat nasasagot ko. Alam mo yung ano, alam mo yung term niya sa dulo, sinabi, don't pull me in too much. Yun yung term niya. Ibig sabihin, naniniwala na siya. Don't pull me in too much. Yun yung term ng mga liberals. Kasi, ano, sige. When he goes back to his home, it will be the same. It will be the same TV that he sees every day. It will be the same friends echoing the ano, mainstream media narrative. So, it really has to be him to do the research. It's not me. Kasi it will be the same environment you're going back to. So again, the responsibility is up to you. It's only us na, hey, ask us, we will provide what we know. So eto pa, last one sa mga nag-ano daw, hero daw, coping strategy daw natin tong pagiging hero daw. Amen. Sa totoo lang, ito rin sabi sa akin ng ano eh, ng liberal kong very close family. Sabi na parang, hindi daw tayo nagpo-focus sa reality, ganyan, na parang, I don't want to save the world, parang sabi niya, I don't want to save the world, parang, so, are you implying na, ito yung ginagawa ko, dahil gusto kong iligtas someone, mga ganyan. First of all, may katotohanan yun, pero hindi naman sa point na parang mag-hero-hero ako, na ako yung makapagligtas sa mga tao. Dehins, alam ko naman kung saan yung kapangyarihan ko eh. Alam ko naman kung saan yung makakaya ko eh. Pero, ang alam kong minimum na gagawin na lahat ng tao, mag-research. Eh hindi, ang tawag nila sa taong nagre-research, pahiro, dehins. Minimum responsibility mo yung mag-research, di ka hero. Minimum responsibility mo yung tapos. Alam mo ba, nakakatawa na nga na nakakatuwa eh. Meron akong nurse, eto may sasabihin ako. Meron akong ano, nurse friend, top 2 ata to sa board exam ha. Top 2. Hindi siya nagpo-post about anything ganyan-ganyan. Pero sa akin siya sa akin siya nagka-clarify. Kasi, even around his circle, ang hirap ng inaano, pero alam niya sa totoo, teka, may maling nangyayari. So, top 2 na yun, ha? Top 2 na ng nurse passer yun. Tapos, kumbaga, nag-iisip din. So, hindi siya ano eh, it's not about the position eh. It's about the person. It's not about the degree, it's about the person. So ito, may sinabi si Neil, me too, I'm not partisan, pero parang, yes, kunyari for example, progressive topics, for example, kunyari, cannabis legalization, di ba, ano yan, sa liberals yan, pro ako dyan. Mga ganun, hindi ako ano eh, hindi ako one-sided, hindi rin ako pwedeng malabel eh, hindi rin ako pwedeng malabel na pro DDS ganyan, or Dilawan, mga ganyan. Ano ba yan? Gusto ko lang po, bro, i-remind lang natin yung mga tao ah, na this is not about colors, this is not about parties. Remember, what they want from us is for us to be divided by race, they want us to be divided by color, ganyan, di ba? They want us to be divided by social class, they want us to be divided by political affiliations. The opposite of that is the cure to our freedoms and peace. Unity. No? So, kung nakita mo kaagad yung label ng kausap mo, wala na agad yun. So, kung kayo, lahat na nanonood, makiusap, wala kaming ipupush na agenda. Wala kaming ipupush na party. Wala kaming ipupush na politiko o ganyan. Just the truth. Diba? So, we check Donald Trump's account, nakalagay political candidate. We check Joe Biden's account, nakalagay politician. Boris Johnson is the prime minister, right? UK. Tignan mo nakalagay. Politician na lang. What does it mean? Okay, sa mga nanonood po, ang ibig sabihin po ng Nesara Gesara is the fall of the old government system. Wala nang government system and this is the fucking sign. Wala na silang mga titulo. They stepped down even Donald Trump. This is what I said 2 months ago. People, all the world leaders will step down. And this is not a bad thing. Kasi ang next, ang Nesara Gesara po, is the government is minimized 1% na lang. Ang nangyari po kasi sa society natin for the longest time is 50%, 60%, almost 100% of our lives is dictated by the government, which is supposed to be opposite, that the government should serve us. So ano pong mangyayari para po sa mga nanonood sa Nesara Gesara? Okay, people are stepping down, di ba? And then magkakaroon po ng panibagong elections. We will have minimum, I think I said this, 7 major governments, di ba? Na halos lahat ay federal parliamentary. Ang magiging leader na lang ang mga iboboto natin, they will be icons or parang spiritual leaders. No? Ganun na lang, guide na lang sila. Ganun yung mangyayari. So ano pong proof ko na, so ito ano lang to, no? You might be telling me, Facebook lang may gawa niyan, 'di ba? Na baka wala lang 'yan. So I will show you the executive order na ni-release ni Trump. Ayan na. Hindi alam ng tao to kasi in-announce to November 2 before election. So ibig sabihin, walang naka-focus. Ang alam nila, election bukas, hindi namin nakita to. So Executive Order on Establishing the President's Advisory 1776 Commission. Ano po ba ang pinagkaiba ng 1776 Commission tsaka sa mga 1800s nila na Constitution? So, sa madaling salita po, para sa mga nanonood, ang US po ay hindi tawag dito for the people. Nagkaroon po kasi ng establishment na tinatawag na USA Incorporated. Medyo mahaba tong rabbit hole, pero ang bottom line ng USA Incorporated ay kumpanya yan. Hindi siya bansa, hindi siya gobyerno, kumpanya, private company, na ang may-ari ay mga elites. Na ang bawat pinapanganak na bata na may birth certificate, ay pagmamay-ari ng kumpanya na yan, na ang SS number o ang social security number mo ay ikaw ang collateral ng kumpanya na yan. Ang hirap isipin, no? Na yung mga pinapanganak na bata ay property ng US. So that's another rabbit hole for you to discover. So kung ang US ay ganun, paano pa kaya sa atin? Eh di ba naging ano tayo? Ganun po. Ganun po yung ano, that's another rabbit hole. Ngayon, kung ganun palala, kalala ang 1980s constitution na ano, na in-establish nila, paano nila nagawa to? They started DC, ano, British, dun sa Washington DC, yung ano, British Columbia, yung ano doon, yung, they made another state. So, they made another government, parang another country sa loob ng Washington for them to be able to do this. This was unconstitutional, pero nakalusot. No, so para mabura lahat 'yon po, ito pong 1776 commission ang tinatawag. Sa totoo lang pag pinasa mo, napakaganda, pwede nating gawin 'to sa ano eh, sa bansa natin, 'di ba? So, basahin natin yung intro tapos pupunta ako sa mga importanteng parte ah. The American founding envisioned a political order in harmony with the design of the laws of nature and of nature's God. So dito pa lang, the president or the government is acknowledging the existence of God. Seeing the rights to life. So, ano ibig sabihin nito? Wala na pong abortion. Liberty. Ibig sabihin ng liberty, wala na lockdowns. And the pursuit of happiness as embodied in sanctioned by natural law and its tradition. The problem with the pursuit to happiness, di ba, remember, American dream. Kaya nga pumupunta tayo yung mga tao sa Amerika dahil sa American dream. E kaso, anong pumapatay sa American dream? Taxes. Di ba? Ang dami. Di ba? Sobrang dami pumapatay sa, lalo na sa atin. No? So, taxes are unconstitutional. So, dito pa lang, napaka-promising na eh. Ito, let's say, ito na lang, oh, basahin natin. Ito, maganda to ngayon sa topic kasi, di ba yung mga, ano, what do you call this? UP and Ateneo, eh, di daw papasok hanggang umalis si Duterte sa, ano, sa posisyon. Okay, I have nothing, good news. So, ito, against this history, sabi dito sa executive order, in recent years, a series of polemics grounded in poor scholarship has vilified our founders and our founding. Despite the virtues and accomplishments of this nation, many students are now taught in school to hate their own country. Paano sa Pilipinas? Wala nang panatang makabayan. Tinanggal na sa mga school. Diba halos? Hindi na nga kabisado ng mga bata eh. Wala na po yung mga ganun. Many students, and to believe that men and women who built it were not heroes but rather villains. Diba? This radicalized view of American history lacks perspective, obscures virtues, twists motives, ignores or distorts facts, and magnifies flaws, result in the truth being concealed and history disfigured. Diba? Failing to identify, challenge, and correct this distorted perspective could fray and ultimately erase the bonds that knit our country and culture together. Wala nang textbooks na sasabihin na si Ninoy ay ang pinakabayani nating lahat. Diba? Kasi para sa akin, I've been taught wrong history. From, tawag dito, from elementary, high school, and college. They vilified Magellan as if he discovered the Philippines and he's like a hero sa mga tao. Para sa akin, sila pula po yung hero, hindi si Magellan, parang ganun. Ang dami nilang finofocus ng mga tao, which is dapat hindi. Ang dami nilang finofocus ng history, which is dapat hindi. Pero ito pa lang, is wala na yung mga yun. No, hanapin natin yung ano, yung pinaka-keyword dito sa baba. Let's find it. Eto na! Nakita nyo, bro? Basahin natin. Within 120 days of the date of this order, the Secretary of Education shall establish in a 1776 commission. Sa mga nag-aano po kasi, excuse me, yung sa mga Q people, sa mga nakakaalam sa Nesara Gesara, ito po kasi yung ano, keyword sa Nesara Gesara, 120 days. Kasi pag in-establish po yung, pag ano eh, November 2, so magbibilang po tayo ng 120 days, magkakaroon po ng eleksyon. Ito yung keyword eh, yung 120 days. Sa mga ano ah, sa mga Q people dyan, alam nyo na pag in-announce ang Nesara Gesara, kailangan magkaroon ng eleksyon within 120 days. This is it. Nesara and Gesara is officially activated. No? So, nagpi-play out na lang po yung mga bagay-bagay. Ano bang, sige nga po sa mga truthers natin dyan, anong ibig sabihin pag na-activate na ang, ano, ang Nesara Gesara? Maharlikan Gold is very much connected with Nesara Gesara. No? Tapos na po, sa totoo lang, ang mahihirap na buhay ng mga tao. Kaya ako, pagdating sa pera, hindi ko masyadong iniisip eh. Kasi parang, mabuhay yung pamilya ko okay, pero kasi kunyari ako dati, I was so motivated to become a millionaire. I achieved it at a level sa mga tao. Para sa akin, may success na ako financially eh. Pero para balikan ko yung lifestyle na kumita ng pera at the expense of depression, anxiety, or wrong company, ganyan, I would rather choose peace of mind. I would rather choose love, happiness, rather than being rich in 2020. Para sa akin, the time for 2020 is to stay alive, stay happy, stay positive, and more spiritual. 2020 is for the truth, to discover the truth. It is not to become successful na maging milyonaryo. I am nothing against millionaires, ha? Kasi nga, Nesara Gesara is about financial freedom. for everyone. For everyone. Hindi na po, hindi ibig sabihin na lahat ng tao magkakaroon ng million-millions, ha? Hindi, mabubura yung utang, tapos babalik yung mga presyo sa 1950s. So, ibig sabihin kung may 200 pesos ka dyan, di ba? Ay, shit, yung 200 pesos ko dati dalawang 1.5 lang na litro ng Coke, at least man lang yung 200 pesos mo ay makakabili ka na ng ilang kilo ng bigas. Yun yung ano nun, yun yung explanation nun. Wow, even Duterte, when you check his Facebook page, is just a politician today. Wow, lahat.
Yes, you heard that right. The government is stepping down, the old guard will fall, the new earth will arrive. That's the purpose of Gising Maharlika. Once people wake up, here we are to guide. Once people get shocked or traumatized that they've discovered that all of these are lies, we are here to comfort. This is Gising Maharlika with Al Santillan. I love you all, humans.